This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We'd be remiss as we track through the bits of the economy that were changed by the financial crisis if we didn't mention one part of it that had and still has a starring role. The Federal Reserve. The central bank has been all over the place the past 5 years, dealing with unemployment and interest rates and pretty much everything in between. Jim Bruce has made a documentary film about the Fed. It's called Money for Nothing. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
This is a film, I'm going to guess, that you made in part to explain to people what the Fed's job is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, here's why I asked that question. It sort of seems like you think the Fed doesn't know what the Fed's job is.
It's an expanding job. It had a smaller role when it was initially established. And I think the Fed itself may be having some identity crises right now in trying to understand what things they should be involved in and what things they shouldn't.
Talk to me for a second about your access to people. You had Janet Yellen on, who's the current vice chair of the Fed. You had Richard Fisher, who's the president of the Dallas Fed, and the guy from St. Louis. Lots of people agreed to talk to you for this film.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but we did manage to get access to many Fed leaders, current and former, Paul Volcker among them. And, you know, all I can say is I'm very grateful for all the people who did participate in the film. I think it's a real testimony to the institution that it is willing to have its you know, top officials disagreeing with each other in public. That's not very common in powerful organizations, especially in government.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the degree of debate and dissent that exists in the Fed, because, of course, to the layperson and honestly to a lot of business journalists, it's Ben Bernanke said today when he's speaking for this, you know, the entire board of governors of the Federal Reserve, and it's much like he gets to decide all by himself. But really, there are policy debates.
Absolutely. I think that is one of the things that I really learned in doing this film, is that there are so many different opinions at the Fed. And, you know, I think especially during the Greenspan years, there was this sense that it was just Alan Greenspan and the Fed is this sort of monolithic, powerful institution. And the Fed said this or the Fed did that. And I think once you get to know these people, you realize there are differences of opinion in all of the top leaders at the Fed, and that there's a lot of discussion about what they should do going forward. And I think that's a healthy thing.
What was the most surprising thing you learned during this film? I mean, what really made you say, whoa, hang on a minute?
I think, you know, the thing I learned the most from making this film is how tough a job it is to be in the shoes of some of these leaders at the Fed, especially in recent years. Congress is not doing a whole lot, and the Fed really is the central force in our economy right now. And I think I understand the pressure people at the Fed must feel to try to do whatever they can to improve the situation.
There's a scene in this film where you go out and you do a bunch of man on the street interviews, just a bunch of what we call in radio vox. And you say to people, you know, do you know what the Fed does? And some surprising number of them go, ooh, yeah, no, I don't know. I know I should know, but I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of scary and surprising and interesting all in the same time.
I think one of the lessons of Fed history is that when American public opinion really swings in one direction, the Fed does follow. For example, in the 1970s, we had very damaging inflation. And at a certain point, people were so fed up with it, they were willing to support Paul Volcker's efforts to stop that inflation. And I think one thing the film is hoping to motivate people to do is to question today's current Fed policies. And maybe if more Americans were questioning the Fed and its impact on their lives, and we might see better policies from the Fed going forward.
Jim Bruce, his film about the Fed and the history of it is called Money for Nothing. Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.